Well, hello there, fans of food. This is Cooking with Clara, and I'm Clara. Hello. So glad you could join me. Today, we continue in our series of recipes from cities around the world that I've never been to. This yummy taste treat is from Poughkeepsie, New York. Now, it's true, I have been to Poughkeepsie a couple of times, but whenever I was there, I kept my eyes closed. And may God strike me dead if I'm lying. So, technically, I haven't really been there. And even if I had, we'd still do this recipe today. And now, as a special feature, I'd like to present a gourmet guest who will help me on the show today. He's the head cook of the Pipsqueak Diner in Versailles, France, who also just happens to be my twin brother for as long as I've known him, Clarence.
Hello.
Oh, come on, Clarence. Say it in French.
Oh. Allô.
Clarence will be helping me prepare today's recipe, which was sent in by Mrs. Blanche Blakely, who writes that she used to listen to the show all the time, but then got sick, and now she's in a coma and won't talk to anyone and can't change the station on the radio, which is tuned to some stupid public access program all the time. She goes on to write some ugly opinions about her doctors, but we don't have time to go into that today. What she forgot to mention was whether this recipe was for a main course or a salad or what. I think it's a dessert, mainly because of all the sugar in it. What do you think, Clarence?
Eh?
I said, what part of the meal do you think this recipe is supposed to replace? The dessert course?
I guess so. How come you got an apron and I don't?
All right, Mrs. Blakely's recipe is called Boiled Bread Brownies. Doesn't that sound good, Clarence?
Where's my apron?
Boy, it sure sounds good to me, too. All right, now, for those of you wishing to compete this week, we have a nice prize for the best submission. A lovely set of prawn forks from Lithuania. Just what you need whenever you have that special someone over for prawn. Hold up the fork so that the audience can hear them, Clarence. So send your finished entree to Cooking with Clara, Box 1550, Newark, New Jersey. That address, once again, is Cooking with Clara, Box 50, New London, Connecticut. The entree with the earliest postmark wins, regardless of how it tastes. This is a new policy we're starting this week, because last week's submission didn't arrive until yesterday, and the prize had gone stale by then. So now, we're rewarding the fastest entree. All right now, do we all have clean, clean hands? Good. Clarence, are your hands clean?
Where's my apron?
Forget your apron just as soon as your hands are clean. Here, I'll help you. There, now they're clean. And here's your apron. Now, first of all, heat the salt to sizzling and sauté that with half of the unsweetened brown sugar. This reminds me. I got a letter a couple of weeks ago from some lady in Iowa who wanted to know if she should take the salt out of the salt shaker first. Well, lady, just ask whoever it is that helps you turn the radio on to explain it to you, because I have more important things on my hands. On my clean hands. Now, where was I? Clarence?
Eh?
Oh, yeah. Now, remove all the edible meat from the cooked pot pie, which should be almost cool by now, and mix it thoroughly with the whipped lemon peel. Hey, what are these peanut butter clusters doing here? Didn't we make them last month? No, two months ago. Hey, they still taste pretty good. Okay, we've got to hurry a little bit. So, we'll just skip over this part here. Now, cut a pocket in the center of each elbow macaroni. And add, about this much of dry sherry. How much would you say is in here, Clarence?
Oh, about a quarter cup, I guess.
A quarter cup? Don't you know how much a quarter cup is? Look, a quarter cup is this much. And we have this much.
Oh.
See? Okay, now lay a slice of smoked bread over top of the split pea soup and wait for it to sink. No, Clarence, don't help it along. You have to let Mother Nature take her course.
But it's not sinking.
Oh, all right, but just this once. Oh, Clarence, you dirtied your hands again. No dirty hands in my kitchen, remember? Are you still with me out there? Good. Okay, now, if you'll remember, we put a cup of buttermilk porridge in the freezer last week. Did you forget about it? Well, I didn't. You should get it now, because we need it for the next pot. Clarence, will you get the porridge, please?
All right.
And pour it out for me, please. Now chop the long grain rice into small pieces. No, even smaller than that.
Yeah. Oh, here's Fluffy. Hello, Fluffy.
Clarence, you shouldn't have petted Fluffy. Huh? Fluffy has been places that aren't clean. Now take the confectioner's sugar and shape it into lots of little mounds, about 1 inch in diameter, and discard any sugar that has blemishes on it. You should get about 40 or 50 mounds before you run out of sugar. So you continue to make your mounds, and I'll wait for you for a while.
What do I do with these eggs?
How many are there?
Oh, six. No, seven.
Are you sure?
Oh, two, three, four. I see.
See, you forgot to look in the waffle iron.
Okay, that means there's 28 eggs altogether.
Good. Well, just sift and measure them.
All of them?
No, silly.
Okay.
Now stir in the melted red table wine with the cottage cheese puffs and cover. I hope you're still with me because we're almost done, and boy, I sure don't want to go back to the beginning again. Now, Clarence, this part is for you. How many kinds of vegetables can you name that begin with a W?
W. A Worcestershire sauce.
Good. Worcestershire sauce. You win. Now, do you remember what happens next?
No.
Oh, well, you touch the part of your body that we don't touch on Cooking with Clara, and your hands are dirty again. Now, we're almost done. We're almost done. Now, Clarence, get that bread out of the pea soup. And don't use your fingers. Good. Now put it in with the pot pie crust, which I hope you didn't throw away. And now comes the part which will separate the good cooks from the bad cooks. By altering the amount of liquid in the batter, see if you can get the mixture to puff up nice and spongy. If you can do that, then you get an A for this week's recipe. And be sure to send it in fast so you can win those nice little prawn forks. Well, that's today's recipe. Thank you for joining me, and thank you, Clarence, and thank you, Mrs. Blanche Blakely, for submitting it to Cooking with Clara. Be sure to join me again next week for another hearty recipe from somewhere around the world where I've never been. Bye now.